Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna show all of my haters love. Big song for you. If you had it like me and I was in your shoes, I'd probably hate on me too. See, when you're getting big cash back, all the haters hate that, cause they hate to see a big example. I wanna show all of my haters love. But why wait for you like good morning, hey?
How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show. We got another lineup ready for you tonight. Should be fun, should be interesting. We're going to go down the lines of how you get into vending, running food trucks, how to make your business successful, and pretty much whatever comes on the table tonight. If you want to call in, being a part of the show, it's 347-202-0263, and you can get in on all the conversations we have tonight and be a part of the show. New things have arose in the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show. This week I have a new co-host with me that's going to be joining me for a while. I thought it would be a little bit more entertaining to have two people on the show that we can converse back and forth, run different ideas, and actually pull more people on the show with interesting topics to actually that will interest you. So my new co-host, I haven't told anybody who it was going to be yet. I'd like to welcome Fraz to the show. How you doing, Fraz?
You're doing great, man. How you doing, Cody?
I'm doing well. Won't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself so they can kind of get used to you? They've been listening to me for the past couple weeks. You're going to be a new voice for them to hear. Tell them how they can find you. Tell them how you know us and a little bit about yourself.
Well, I met these brothers a couple years ago at a little comp we went to. We kind of hit it off and got to be pretty good buddies since then. I've been to several comps. Named our team Choking in the Smoke. We do several around here in the southeast. My partner, Matt Davis, we all from here around a little spot called Howe Hill, Tennessee. A little old spot in the map. Just like to see the smoke rolling out and putting out a good cue.
You got a big contest coming up this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, just got two packed and loaded and ready to roll out in the morning. Headed down to Cummins, Georgia, for the National Barbecue Cup. Should be a good event. Looking like 83 to maybe 90 teams by the time Friday afternoon gets there. In the pro side, and probably, I think it was 45 or 48 backyard teams going to be there. Couple of live bands on stage Friday night, Saturday night. So in the metro Atlanta area or Chattanooga area, coming just a little bit north of Atlanta there. Y'all come on out and check it out. Have people's choice on Saturday and Friday night. Chicken wings Friday night and barbecue on Saturday.
Well, we got a caller on the line. Let's check out and see who this is real quick. Caller 6818. This is Gabe.
This is Gabe Mankin with Q to Go and Barbecue Web TV. What's up, Lulu boys?
Not a whole lot. How you been doing today?
I've been doing all right. A little tired, a long day out there selling the barbecue out there in Rolla, Missouri, but I'm starting to recover a little bit.
It's a little tough, a little different to get used to. Q2Go Barbecue just started up in Rolla, Missouri about 2 days ago. Y'all started out Tuesday, right? Correct?
Yeah, we actually were taking orders. You know, we were just, you know, taking orders and selling right out of our home base there at Cox Brothers there in Rolla, Missouri. You've been there. And
yep, sure have.
And then, yeah, and our first day actually out selling was Tuesday, and then our second day was today. So, you know, things are going pretty well. We're starting to get our name out there a little bit, getting great reviews on our barbecue, so that's always good. And I think things will start picking up even more as the week goes on.
Yeah, it's always a good plus when you have good reviews coming in off your food. What really brought y'all into the barbecue world? I know that's going to be our main topic tonight. We got several other ones supposed to be calling. They're still working right now. I've talked to four or five different mobile businesses, anywhere from all over the United States. They're going to be calling in. They're still working right now. They're just, you know, here's one right now. Let's check this number out. 6701. Who we got on there?
Hello.
6701. Who we have there?
Oh, this is Roy from from the Sky Barbecue.
What's going on tonight, Roy? How's everything going over your neck of the woods?
Not too bad. Just driving back from Virginia. Thought I'd call in, listen to the show while I'm driving down the road.
Well, we're talking vending and business tonight. Basically, you know, we're going to go over, you know, how everybody got started. There's going to be several more contacts that's going to be calling in. And if you're out there listening right now and you want to call in, be a part of the show, we're just basically going to do a big roundtable. Call in at 347-202-0263, and you can get in on the action, learn how to run your business, learn how to market your business, and see what actually is working around in all the other areas. Hold on one second. We got another call on the line. Caller 0013. Who is this? 0013. Got to hit one.
Roy, how's the weather around Virginia right now? Hello, Roy.
Yeah. What's going on?
How's the weather around Virginia?
Well, I'm out of Virginia now. I'm like an hour and a half away from Nashville. I left Virginia about 55 degrees this morning whenever I left.
Yeah. What part of Tennessee are you in right now? You said, or do you you live in Tennessee or live in around Missouri or?
No, I actually I'm in the military and I live there at Fort Campbell.
Well, I'd like to say thank you for your service, sir.
You are very welcome.
That is very much right. So that is very much right. Well,
how's
everybody out there doing tonight? I'm actually enjoying myself tonight, having nice cold glass of water and join the radio show. We're fixing to kick things off. Let's see who we got on. We got Troy Fraz, which is Fraz we're going to go by, which is my co-host. We got Gabe with Q2Go Barbecue.
How's
we
going?
We have Roy from Assault from the Sky. Roy?
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
And is caller 0013 on the line? I don't guess they're on the line. So let's get into a little action here. Gabe, I know y'all started out on Tuesday. So what kind of moved y'all in the direction to go to a mobile catering business? I know you got some other businesses that y'all do, but really what streamlined it to want to get into the mobile catering business? We have had a lot of calls from a lot of different people from all around the country wanting to know about the mobile catering unit of barbecue and how that works. So how did you actually get into it?
Well, you know, two things. You know, first of all, you know, barbecue runs deep in my family. You know, my parents had a barbecue restaurant, you know, when I was growing up as a kid. You know, I come from a long line of restaurateurs. And I think in today's economy especially, people are looking to start up businesses, you know, number one, you know, that you don't have a lot of capital investment involved in. You know, folks who own restaurants, you know, there's a lot of capital involved in getting something like that going. Whereas a mobile catering business, number one, you know, if your market isn't doing well, you know, you can pick up and go somewhere, go to a different market, and you know, sell food there. And of course, you know, the overhead, it's very low. You know, you can get one or two guys to operate, you know, your truck or your trailer, and, you know, you don't have to have a full staff of employees. And then, of course, you know, the barbecue itself, you know, we're able to cook right there on site and serve our meat up very fresh. And, you know, we take a lot of pride in what we do as far as, you know, with our, you know, how we cook our meat. You know, we put a lot of love into that. You know, I got up at 3 a.m. this morning to throw some ribs on, and I was cooked, you know, the cook started about 8:30 last night. But, you know, I've got a passion for barbecue, and I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur, and it just seemed like a natural fit.
Do you always have smoke rolling out of the stack?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do. You know, it's funny. Today, we were sitting there, and a couple of our customers came up, and we're positioned near a very good intersection there in Rolla, Missouri, Highway 63 and Kings Highway. And some of our patrons told us they could smell the smoke coming, or they could smell the smoke at the stoplight, which is about, you know, probably about 100 yards away. So the smoke coming out of the stack is probably one of our best marketing tools.
I can actually say one thing about that. I'm sorry about that, fellas. I got kind of disconnected a while ago. I didn't get to hear all the conversation. But, you know, that is one of the biggest marketing tools that me and my brother use at Lulu's Barbecue is that the smoke thing. 90% of restaurants, 90% of restaurants that you go to, they have no smoke going. Or you pull up somewhere and they got a mobile catering unit, there's no smoke going. There's nothing that entices you to pull up. Whether or not we have anything left on the grill or not, the smoke is always running 24/7. One, it entices people. Two, they can smell it. And three, it's a barbecue restaurant. It's supposed to smell like that. So if you don't have smoke going, then I really don't want to eat there, to be honest with you. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but we've used it as a great marketing tool in our business.
Yeah, we had folks coming in from the business next door saying, you know, we could smell the smoke yesterday and want to know where it was coming from. And, you know, sure enough, they walk around the corner today and bang, there they are. You know, there we are. I mean, it literally draws people in. And, yeah, I mean, it really shows people, hey, yeah, we're cooking this stuff up fresh. And it puts a nice little ambiance there into our, you know, our food area right there. So
that is a big difference because – you know, a lot of people say they serve fresh food daily, but a lot of them don't cook fresh food daily. And that's a big difference because a lot of places you go into, it's not actually cooked fresh daily and served daily like what we do. And that's the difference with the mobile catering business compared to the restaurant business is that you can do a lot of things different and you learn from that.
Yeah, I mean, right now, too, you know, my business partner, Frank Cox and myself, you know, we're really starting to, you know, kind of tweak the way, you know, we're operating. You know, we're only, you know, 2 or 3 days in, and we're already starting to tweak the way we operate, the way we prepare our food, you know, as far as quantities are concerned, the timing of the cook, you know, what our real goals are for that day, which is not always to gross, you know, the most amount. It's to sell out of your product.
What do you think about that, Troy? You want to enlighten that subject here?
I'm just all for the smoke, man. Like I say, if that smoke's coming in, it's kind of like a big, you know, bug zapper. It just keeps drawing them in there, makes them hungry all morning. You got it rolling out early in the morning. That way, whenever those folks get to work and get out, you know, that are in your general vicinity there, you know, they get out and they smell that, and they're like, well, that right there probably be good for lunch, you know. So, I mean, the smoke is, I think it's essential to a barbecue joint is to make sure that the smoke's rolling.
Let's do this. Let's find out. We'll come back to Gabe. But let's kind of go around the table and talk to everybody how they actually got into barbecue and how they actually got in their business. We'll go with you, Roy, then we'll go to you, Fraz, and then we'll come back to me. Roy, how did you actually get into the barbecue scene?
Well, I've been doing a lot of cooking, you know, myself, you know, backyard style. You know, then I got into competition back in 2010. You know, I thought, you know, after watching a little of, you know, Pitmasters on TV, you know, I told my wife, I said, you know what? I want to try a competition one time. So I did one up there around Lake Barkley. And after that, you know, I kind of got the bug. So, you know, I've been doing, you know, a few competitions here and there. You know, it's with me being in the military, it's hard for me to do a lot.
Right.
You know, you guys are talking about vending and stuff, you know, business style. I'd love to do that, but right now it's hard for me to do it. But, you know, I have in mind, you know, once I do get out of the military, that's what I want to start doing. You know, vending, catering or something like that, you know, maybe opening up my, you know, my own, you know, little barbecue, you know, business or something like that, you know. But right now it's, you know, kind of hard for me to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it is a different area field, catering, selling every day. It is a different area field. But, you know, everybody is not able to actually do that at that point in time, and we 100% understand that. But, you know, like our whole thing, which we'll get into that, but our whole thing was supposed to be our retirement job is really what it was. Fraz, let's move on to you. And I know you sell some too, but you do competitions, which you'll be at one this weekend. Why don't you tell everybody listening out there a little bit about you and how everything happened with that and how you got into the vending area?
Hey, well, I mean, I just want to jump back to Roy here a minute. You know, Roy is the man that you'll see at the barbecue contest walking around in white shorts. You just got to remember that. He loves it.
here goes the white shorts now.
Yeah, yeah. I have to say, Roy, I mean, that, I think, you know, we kind of chatted back and forth and stuff, but, you know, first time I met you was this year up there at the Wounded Warrior Cook there in Clarksville, and I say the white shorts stand out. It is a...
Love it.
Well, on myself here, I mean, you know, like I said, we do a lot of comps, but I'm not, a full-time vendor. Do more of what you call a specialty cook. I'll just put it out there that I'm gonna cook, you know, this day or that day or whatever, and that way my volumes and quantities, you know, I can adjust them. And most of the time, whenever we're gonna fire it up, the whatever I'm cooking that day is already pre-ordered and gone. I hadn't really thought about getting into the full-time vending. I have another full-time job that I do, but you know, it's something good to pass the time away with, and you know, it kind of makes you want to do that. And crossed my mind several times, had some folks, you know, offered out there, but it's not really, you know, my wife kind of fusses at me about a restaurant business because, you know, you kind of married it just as much as you are her. But it's time-wise, I mean, I just love the queue, love to do it. You know, you make decent money to edit. People don't realize a lot of times, I mean, how much love and how much, you know, goes into that barbecue. I mean, there's a lot of time involved in making that barbecue. And that's one of the biggest things, you know. You got some time in it if you're going to do it, and you want it to come out, and you want people to leave and say, "Man, that was good."
Hey, fellas, let me ask you this. I got a Facebook question. Somebody sent me a question from Facebook. They're listening right now on the show. He sent me this question. It says, "How many smokers do you have to get started in competition?"
One.
Troy had one, and now he's got two. But what about you, Roy?
I've got one currently.
Yeah, we had another one that, you know, we had an older smoker, a homemade smoker, and I mean, no way. We called Wade done well. You know, Wade was a good smoker, but I mean, you can, depends on what kind of room you got, you know, the competition, you know. I've seen people win them on, you know, garbage cans turned into smokers, and I've seen people, you know, use a backyard grill and win them. It's just depends on, you know, how much you want to put into it.
I can honestly say this. The team Q to Envy, we watched him. He had a Texas Traeger, and he cooked all four meats on that one Texas Traeger, and he done really well too. I asked him after the contest, I was like, "How do you get everything done?" He said, "Well, everything's on timing to be able to get everything on and off." But it just goes to show you, if you want to compete bad enough, you can start out on anything. You know, we didn't have the smokers that we have now when we first started. We had some stuff that was sitting in the backyard for 2 years that nobody ever used, and some stuff that people gave away. So you know, that's how we got started. But I hope that answers your question.
Well, I just want to chime in a little bit here. I cook on a competition team also, Smoking Franks. And, you know, your KCBS sanctioned events, you know, you're cooking four different meats, you know, your pork butt, your brisket, your ribs, and then your chicken. You know, with us, what we did, you know, one of our teammates, Frank, he actually built a cooker, and it's a fairly large size, large capacity size cooker. But then for the chicken, you know, we needed a little bit hotter temp. You know, we cooked everything, you know, on 225 degrees. Of course, your chicken, you know, you want to cook on a little higher temp. So what we did is, you know, we just handled all three of the, all the other meats other than chicken in the cooker at 225. And then, you know, we got like a little backyard grill, and that's what we would do our chicken on. So we had two different ones.
Hold on 1 second. We got a couple more callers coming in. 5189, who do we got online?
Hey, guys, this is Shane from Two Sauce Support. How you doing tonight?
How are we doing, Shane?
Oh, can't complain, can't complain.
Hold on, we got one more, too. We got one more phone number on here. Let me, 3825.
Hey, boys, it's Tex from Engine 51. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Tex? How you been tonight? You been working hard. I'm pretty sure you just come off a big long shift. Isn't that correct? Was you down at the firehouse or was you cooking barbecue?
Actually, I was out duck hunting today. So.
Never mind. Scratch all that. I thought you done worked hard. He's like, I'm 20 minutes from the house. I'll be as soon as I can get there. I'm thinking, man, somebody's house is burning down. He's trying to get on a barbecue radio show. But anyway.
Hey, Tex, this is Gabe over here at Cutigo. How you doing, bud?
Hey, man. How you doing, Gabe?
Hey, not too bad at all. Not too bad. Is Jenny treating you nice?
Jenny always treats me nice. She's a good people.
Well, Tex, since you come in, let me ask you this. We're kind of going around the table asking everybody how they actually got started in the barbecue and the vending world. So can you kind of explain that to us for just a minute?
How much time y'all have?
Oh, not that long. It's a two-hour show, but, I mean, it's going to be a lot of people calling in tonight. I mean, the board's filled up right now, so.
Well, I got started in barbecue down in Texas, in North Texas, the Gainesville area. And I had started in a restaurant down there called the Smokehouse. They had two of them, one in Gainesville and one in Lindsay, Texas. Kind of learned in the trade down there, and then I was working for Irving Fire Department, had a job offer in St. Louis County, and moved up this way, and the barbecue just kind of fell off. I was just cooking for the boys at the station, and I always kind of thought, man, I'd like to get into it, but I really can't quit my day job, sort of say. So the time kind of came to me when I was going through a divorce. I needed some extra cash, and I thought, well, it's do or die. So I had an old smoker. It was a New Braunfels Bandera tower smoker. I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a shot. Started going around town asking places if I'd be able to vend there, and kind of, you know, got a deal cut. Started doing that on the slow smoker or on the small smoker, and just kind of started off selling brisket and pork loin. And then everything kind of grew from there. And now got a big mobile kitchen with an old hickory on the back end. It took about 500 pounds at a time. Grew into a catering business, which is the money maker there. But I've been hearing y'all
right.
talk while I was getting cold that the competition is what we really love. Jenny and I, we travel a lot doing the competition. It's a bug. Once you get bit, it's hard to stop.
Definitely a bug, man. Once it bites you, you want to go, you know. And then, I'm sure y'all are like we are in this area here. I mean, a lot of folks are ready. Our, you know, like I say, I'm not doing full time vending. I do a little, you know, just kind of do special cooks here and there to, like you're saying, pick up a little extra income, pay for a comp that we're going to, because we kind of self sponsor ourselves. But, you know, once folks try it and want it, then it's kind of a line forms and. You know, you hear all the time, you know, that's some good barbecue. So, you know, it does come, I say the cue's a little better when it comes to somebody that does in the conference.
Oh, somebody's got interference. Who's sitting in front of the computer right now? Somebody fixed it. We fixed that problem. All right, let's move on to Shane. And then we're going to try to get down up in the nitty-gritty of all this. Shane, why don't you tell a little bit about Two Saws of Pork and how you actually got into it?
Well, I started barbecuing on my own with a buddy after going to all the different restaurants here in Memphis. So we kind of decided that
you could do better.
They were great. While they were great, we could do better. So we just kind of started experimenting with it on the weekend. I would barbecue at my house. He'd barbecue at his house. And we would, you know, get together and talk about what we had done and let each other try each other's food. And then we decided we were going to enter a competition on the Navy base in Millington. And after we entered, he decided, well, you know, if we win, I know I'm going to want the trophy, and I know you're going to want the trophy, so why don't we just do our own thing? So we entered separately, and I couldn't set up the day that he set up, but I went out there to visit him the day before and found out that he was going to be doing everything that I had told him I was doing. So I was so upset about it that I'd already paid in. I didn't even set up. Next year I came back, entered, and I ended up winning first place shoulder, third place chicken, and grand champion overall. And I did it on just a little $100 side burner smokers you see in front of Kroger grocery store. I had three of those running. I did the contest completely by myself. I was out splitting wood as I was throwing it on the fire. And, you know, after being awake for 2.5-3 days straight, when they called my name for grand champion, I'll tell you what, there was no better feeling in the world. And I've been hooked ever since. That was in 2006. And in 2010, I believe it was, I joined up with, or 2009, I joined up with Two Saws to Pork. With their championship, you know, Memphis and Bay barbecue team. So since I've been with them, I cook some of the ancillary categories there in Memphis and Bay, and take on some of the main categories in the other competitions that we do. But I've been hooked on it, and now kind of interested in getting into the catering vending side.
Yeah, that's definitely where you make the money, is on the vending catering. You know, if you're sitting out there all day selling food, it's really not what you want to do, but it's what kind of pays the bills, and, you know, you got money to spend. So, you know, that's what you're looking at. But, you know, where the real money comes in is the events and the catering jobs, and that's your main jobs that you really want to have.
Yep. They say if you're doing something you love, you never work a day in your life. And I love barbecue, so I would definitely love to get into doing that as my main income.
Well, let me I'll discuss about how Lulu started, and then we'll go into some other questions. Lulu started out in about 2008, really, when Lulu started. Our mother passed away from breast cancer. So if you listen to this and you've never heard the story of Lulu, I'm about to tell you right now. Our mother passed away from breast cancer in about 2008. I was pretty much in a depressed state in 2009 to where I actually didn't know anything about barbecue. My brother didn't know anything about barbecue, but I knew she loved ribs in Memphis and Memphis in May. And I started working in my kitchen, making seasonings, making sausage on all the nights. I couldn't sleep, just couldn't get anything done. And then it probably wasn't about 3 months later, I got everything done. My brother lost his job. His wife lost her job, and she was, I can't remember how many months pregnant, but there was no income coming in. He came to me. We talked it over. You know, he saw something in me that I'd done, and I could see it was something that he could do as well. So we actually started cooking hot dogs, hamburgers, bought one grill. We had $1,000 in one tent, and Lulu's has built from the ground up. And it's really not because of me. I'm going to give my brother the respect that he deserves on this show tonight. And my brother's really the reason behind Lulu's. And it does bring a tear to my eye when I talk about that because, you know how brothers are. We don't talk that much lovey-dovey stuff. But the respect that it's actually he's earned is that he built this company pretty much by himself from the ground up. I was always there to help him, but this was his full-time job, in and out, working off dollars, working off $50, working off $100. When you start in a catering business and you go to the banks and they say, we can't give you a loan, we can't give you any money, it breaks you down, it tears you down. And that's why I want to do this show tonight, because you do not have to have the banks, you do not have to have bankers to start a mobile catering business. All you have to have is determination and will to serve a great product, to love your customers. They will respect you, and they will come back. That's the basis that Lulu's is built on. We love our customers, the Lulu's Nation. They follow us, and that's your main thing. You can serve the number one food in the whole United States, but without a customer base, you're just another empty building or empty trailer that's not going to make it. So that's a little bit of hidden agenda behind Lulu's, but I put up some quotes today on Facebook and got a lot of response from them. I kind of want y'all to listen to the first one and see if this has played a role into the world of your barbecue success or how you got there today or if you're going to start out. I put, stop being scared to make a mistake. Doing something is more productive than doing nothing. Every success, Richard Branson and James Dyson will confirm, every success is derived through a multitude of failings. At the end of your days, I guarantee that you'll be regretting the things you did not do more than the things you tried to do and failed. And I have to say, we failed at a lot of things when we started this business. It wasn't just we bought a trailer, everything everybody sees now, everything's hunky-dory. You know, there was times where you took that $100 and you had to figure out how to buy your meat, how to have enough change, and how to make it through the day on your supplies. I don't know if anybody else has had those days, and that's why I want to have this show. Is there anybody else that's on tonight that can relate to that of being a failure, but you haven't been a failure, but doing the things that you need to do to overcome anything?
Oh,
anybody
yeah.
want to comment on that?
Yeah, I've been there. This is Tex again. You know,
hey, Tex.
As far as, you know, what you just nailed it on the head there. If there's so many days when we first started out that we needed to take that money, it's like, all right, we're going to make this thing work. We're going to have to put this money back aside instead of, you know, doing whatever, putting it in the bank. We had to hold on to it so we could buy groceries for the next run. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's what. Go ahead.
Myself, you know, I lost my job back in July, and you know, my industry is completely different. But my partner and I, we started up another business, and you know, we got into a bit of a cash flow crunch, and for us, we had a trailer and we had a cooker, and you know, we both really love cooking barbecue. So, for us, it was a natural progression. You know, we needed some money, and, our other businesses weren't doing too well at the time. So, you know, why not go out and cook some barbecue, you know, instead of sitting on our hands all day waiting for the phone to ring? Hell, we'll just cook up some barbecue, go out and sell it. Why not?
Anybody else want to comment?
You gotta love the American way. Good hard work.
It is the American way, you know, and I say that every day. I live the American dream. I can honestly sit back and say we live the American dream. Nobody has gave us anything. You know, our family has been there to support us. My brother's wife, my girlfriend, everybody has been there to support us 100%. And that's something that you have to have in the barbecue world. If you're trying to start a vending business and your wife hates it, it's not going to work. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to work because the time that you're going to spend with her is going to be less and less and less. You might have more money, But the time you spend with each other, you're not going to have that time to spend the money with, because it's going to stay in the business. Anybody want to comment on that one? That might be married.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to touch that one. Nobody wants to touch that one.
I'll comment on my golden retriever. He's been pretty ticked off of me as of late.
He ain't getting his belly rubbed?
No, he's not getting his belly rubbed, that's for sure.
Hold on 1 second. We got another caller online. Let me get him in here. Hold on. I think that's Roy. Is that you, Roy? Did they just come back
on?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I came back on. I lost service.
Okay. We got Roy there. Well, let me ask y'all this question. Basically, I'm the person that's always the security guy, that everything has to be in line before you actually make the decisions or move or push or do different things. Everything has, all the ducks have to be in a row. That's the kind of person I am. Well, I kind of understood my point of my brother about 8 months ago, I guess to say. I was sitting in a sales meeting, and the guy that was giving the meeting, he said, the best thing that ever happened to me, I got fired. He said, and I started my own business. He said, and to say it was easy, it was not. He said, but then after I have it now, and I do what I love, he said, it does make a big difference. So 8 months ago, I got fired from my job. And looking at it, I'm always the person that has to have the ducks in a row, or, you know, when we get that $3,000 or $5,000, let's do this. My perception of the business has changed. I put this quote up for myself. It says, stop thinking you're not ready. Nobody ever feels 100% ready when an opportunity arises. Opportunities often mean leaving our comfort zone and therefore feeling less than 100% ready. It's how we learn and grow. And I have to say, when my brother got a job down at the power plant, we was both working together. He got a huge opportunity down at the power plant, and I told him, I said, don't pass it up. So I took on the world of Lulu's Barbecue, and Lord have mercy, I have been, unreal to the fact that what we was doing, and within the last eight months, things have just blew through the sky of how big everything is to where it's a two-person team. So how do y'all feel about that subject of either waiting till you 100% or going ahead and just taking a leap on what you know and what you just can do?
Like I tell my buddies, you always just got to jump, man. Put that chair up there, step up on it, and jump off and see where it winds up.
Yeah, there's no reward without any risk, and the first one through the wall is always bloody. So, yeah, I mean, to sit back in your comfort zone and not do anything, I mean, what? That's not living.
Yeah, I think it was something you have on your Facebook page today, Cody, it's pretty good. You know, the little notations there with success, you know, what people think success is, and it's the straight line. And then, just straight. Well, then you got the other note where it says what success really takes is that old scribbled up, you know, crossed around, and just so many different ways and angles you got to go at just to finally, you know, to get up on top or to be able to get by and, you know, survive. You got to work in it. You just can't keep sitting back and waiting, you know, for it to happen. The more you put in it, the more drive, the more, you know, the word spreads. I mean, quality product is the best thing between, you know, between the smoke rolling out of the stack always and letting people smell it, see it, know it's being done. Word of mouth and it tastes good when it goes in is the best thing, you know, that you can have.
Anybody else got a comment on that?
Well, you had mentioned a while back about the support and having, you know, support of your brother, support of different family members and stuff, and you absolutely cannot do that with the support. And, you know, you mentioned the spouse thing, and I am so lucky to have somebody that does support and that does. I mean, Jenny is the backbone of Engine 51, there's no doubt. When we met, I was still slinging brisket from that small smoker at the gas station, and you know, she came in and she was really interested in how it all worked, and now I could not imagine being able to do it without her,
And I'm not trying to blow air up anybody's skirt, but I'm telling you what, I got a golden egg there. She's phenomenal. So, yeah, I just want to touch base on that support thing. And then as far as leaping in, you know, I think you have to jump in with both feet, because if you're just going to stick your toes in there and feel the water, you know, it's probably not going to work out for you.
You just kind of got to jump in. I mean, there's really no in or out about the situation. I've had tons and tons of people calling me, and they're probably listening to the show right now, and just want to know, how's it working? Are you making this much money a month? Are you doing this? Or how are you getting this out there? And, you know, you try to tell everybody, but you kind of look at it and you go, We kind of look at it as a learning process as well, because, you know, when we got into this, there was nobody that could say, hey, you need to cook your food like this, because we was learning how to cook, we was learning how to serve, we was learning how to run a business. I mean, we pretty much taught ourselves everything from the ground up. So there was a lot of trial and error that went into our business, to where from the food perspective to the serving perspective to different things. I mean, when we first started out, we had a one tent, one grill, and we're out there with a griddle, you know, pressing down bread on barbecue sandwiches out in the heat. So let me tell you how that one worked out. It didn't work out very long, I can tell you that much. We went straight to buns. But, you know, this kind of round that perspective. But, you know, I'd probably say the number one thing, we'll just kind of go down a list, and I'm making a list. Number one thing, if you're listening tonight in your mobile catering business, is always have the smoke going. Always have the smoke rolling off your grill, no matter what, if you got anything cooking or not. Let me ask you all about this. How many actually sell day-to-day out of the mobile catering business, like me? We sell 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday.
Well, so far, Q2Go is 2 for 2, and tomorrow we're hoping to be 3 for 3. So we're day-to-day as of right now.
Now, Tex, do y'all have a restaurant, Tex, or do y'all just have the mobile catering business?
No, we just do the mobile vending and the catering. And got a 40-foot gooseneck trailer that we have. It's got a mobile kitchen in it. So we're pretty much self-sufficient with that. We had tossed around the whole restaurant thing, but with Jenny and I both work full-time, and I can't give up the fire department. I've been there too long, and I love it just as much as I love barbecue. So that really wasn't an option, because we wouldn't be able to be there. And as anybody that has a business, you know, Frank, Gabe, yourself, I know that, you know, if you're going to run a business, you got to be there. You can't trust somebody else to put out your product or to not rob you blind when you're not there. So that was probably one of the main reasons that we didn't, you know, jump into the restaurant thing.
Yeah, working every day, it's kind of hard to have help, but, I mean, you have to be there 24/7 because it is your business. It's your staple. It's your name. Everything that you do is represented as yourself. That's my number two right there, is your image is everything. Always remember, your image is everything. If your food is not correct, say it's not been cooked well enough. Say it's been overcooked. Say that it don't have the flavor that you're looking for that day. Throw that meat out. I know you need that $10. I know you need the $15. I understand that. But serving out that piece of meat that has not the quality of food that you want to send out the window, within that $15 right there, it's going to cost you hundreds of dollars, because word of mouth is a key in the mobile catering business. So number three is going to be word of mouth. So if you're keeping up with this, it's smoke rolling always, image is key, and then word of mouth. Because if you send go ahead.
You know, Frank and I, we actually ran into a very similar situation as far, you know, we came to that decision today, as a matter of fact. You know, again, you know, we're only 3 days into this business. So for us, you know, there's a lot of first-time decisions going on. But, you know, we had a shallow half pan with some brisket in it. and we were keeping it warm on the cooker there. And it just so happened that that pan, the foil that was on it was torn. And, you know, a good portion of that brisket got dried out. And, you know, we could have, you know, put some sauce on there and, you know, tried to, you know, maybe a little Sprite and doctor it up a little bit. But, you know, we decided, hey, you know, we're not going to serve that to our customers. You know, we're going to, you know, we don't want that sandwich to go out to somebody and then tell, you know, 15, 20, 30 other people, especially being a new business and trying to establish our image. So, you know, that was something we actually ran into just today.
Anybody else want to add on that before I talk? Anybody else?
I mean, that's about the way you got to do it. I mean, you know, sometimes it hurts, but it always makes lunch meat for the next day for myself, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, because quality is key in the vending world. Because a lot of people, this is my perception of this, when we first started out, mostly are from small towns, just like us. We're in a small county, kind of set up different than every other area. But, you know, we come from a population of 3,500, county of, I'm not even for sure what the number is. But image is key, especially in a small town. Because if it's good, people are going to talk about it all day long. And if it's bad, they're going to run you down all day long. So you want to make sure that you serve nothing but quality out your window. That's 100% true. That's one of the things I stand on every day. Let the smoke roll always. Image is key. Word of mouth and serving only the best. So if you're writing these down, keep track of them. We're going to keep going with them. Anybody else want to add anything?
Yeah, on that quality, I think I'd like to add something to that. And, consistency along with quality.
That's correct.
It's got to be consistent. You know, if you're selling ribs and they're covered in shoe leather one day, and then the next day they're nails, you know, people are going to remember that. You know, they're going to be like, well, they're going to remember the bad stuff, like you said, and that word is going to travel 10 times faster than the good stuff.
You are exactly right, and that where it falls into is serve only the best, which is good quality, because if you serve something bad out the window, it's going to ruin you. All right, let's hold on a minute. Oh, well, we had another caller. He just dropped off. Let me ask y'all this. Tex, I know you're up at Rolla. Is there something special on your menu that you do daily or weekly that you do that actually brings in a lot of customers for you? I'm going to tell something about what we do, and I'll go to Gabe and then anybody else that's listening, Roy, Fraz, Shane, if y'all want to comment on it, then we'll kind of go into that. We'll start off with Engine 51.
Yeah, we got a couple different things that we do, and a lot of it is customer based. And what I mean by that is, if we're at a festival or a fair or something, our menu is going to change a little bit. You know, I'd say pretty drastic, you know, compared to what we do with our regular mobile vending. Our regular mobile vending, we keep it pretty simple. Pulled pork brisket, we do dinners. The dinners are a real big seller. And we try to do barbecue nachos when we're vending. But that's one of the ones that they didn't take off for us with mobile vending. But if we're at a festival or something, mm-hmm. we can't keep them there. I mean, they're flying off.
We're getting an event subject here, man. Let's stay on day-to-day, and we'll kind of run around, and then we'll go into the whole event thing because it does change up, and I understand what you're saying.
But I'd say ribs is probably our biggest thing that, I mean, it's the first to go. I mean, if we had 20 slabs, I'm sure we'd be able to sell them. If we had three, we'd sell out. I mean, the ribs are our biggest thing, and we have that customer base that just keeps coming back. I mean, they'll be calling us days ahead and saying, hey, hold me back a slab.
Okay, who wants to comment next on that?
That's what you like, is like say, getting started like that you know, you got your margins figured down there to where you might miss one sale of a sandwich, but you know, keeping it tight where you don't have a lot to carry over the next day. And you got people calling ahead saying, hey, you know, I want this and this and this. That way you can help on your planning a lot, especially on starting out. That way you know
that it's not something you're going to cook and then, you know, maybe it not get cold.
Yeah, we serve brisket, pulled pork, and ribs, and you know to comment with Tex, it may be just the region that we're in, but you know, 75% of our sales so far have been pork rib sales, but as far as like a special dish, we got a thing called a tub of Q, which is actually. You know, we give the customer a choice of putting either pulled pork or brisket in the bottom of a pint container, and we layer that with sauce, pit beans, and then their choice of potato salad or coleslaw. We did not invent this, by the way.
Cup of Q, Lulu's Barbecue.
Yep.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, I saw that. Time. I saw that today.
I'm just messing with you. I don't own that either. I stole it from somebody else. Just remember, I stole it from somebody else. It's not Patty.
Yeah.
Hey,
we're going to make a change.
I think they call
it a parfait, barbecue parfait.
Hey, man, I mean, until this week, I'm kind of, not to be thinking, you know, I'm kind of chig here on you or anything, but I've had some did a little event and I had a bunch of potato salad left over, you know, the last for this week that I've been trying to get rid of, you know, eating here at the house. Had some pork chops that we'd done, you know, and that was a great idea, was to throw the pork chop with the barbecue sauce all over it and the potato salad in there together. I mean, it just blended well. You know, it's had a great taste with it.
All right, fellas, we got one more caller on. Let me get him on real quick. 7394, who we got?
Hello?
7394?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Who we have on?
Am I on?
Yes, sir,
hey,
you're on.
Oh,
you're on the air, Lulu's Smoking Radio.
Hey, man, how you guys doing? This is Curtis Barnes from Teaneck, New Jersey. I'm Facebook friends with you guys, and I'm the one that sent you that message for that recipe for some barbecue.
Chicken wings.
There you go.
Yeah, some chicken wings. The Lulu style.
Those things were awesome. I mean, the client that I did 200 of them. They came out fantastic, man. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I appreciate it and that I will put that in my repertoire now for people who need drumettes. You know what I mean? So I'm new to the barbecue catering thing. You know, I started doing this last year. I've been getting busy, so to speak. You know, it's my side gig. I'm a firefighter full time. That's my real gig. But I love the barbecue. I'm getting into the competition barbecue thing, and you guys are doing a great job. And I see your posts all the time on Facebook, and you guys stay busy. So
I appreciate it. We try to be a lot of informational. We post up a video today about pork. We're trying to be informational to help people out because we've had so many questions. Just try to go into a more informational route to help everybody out. So, you know, if y'all want to give us a call, you can give me a call. My phone number is 683-0326. Just don't call me after I get off the show. I got work to do after I get done. But call me tomorrow, you know, or you can get a turkey, $30. So there you go. But anyway.
All right,
appreciate
guys.
You calling in, Barnes.
No problem.
You have a good day.
Best take care.
Have a good
All right.
night.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey,
Cody.
I don't know who
hey,
I
cut off
while
ago.
Yes, sir.
Cody, yeah, send me that recipe when we're done here, will you?
All right, I can do that. I can send you that recipe. I mean, I cook them every day. And then I think you was talking, wasn't you, Gabe? Or was Fraz talking?
I think Fraz was.
Okay, Fraz, you want to finish up?
No, I mean, I didn't hear it say. I mean, he was just talking about the barbecue, and I mean, I just love that idea. Yeah. Something that, you know, you hadn't seen really at a restaurant anywhere. Well, had a buddy of mine down here at a little place called Ed's Wings. He started a little parfait cup like that back last year and done real well with it, you know. He put different things, the baked beans, tater salad, which I'm not a mustard based tater salad man. I'm a
mayonnaise.
I like the mustard. I just think much on it.
Yeah, I mean, when we did the cup of Q, I mean, we didn't even – I didn't know it existed. I was messing around in the kitchen one day, and I was like, man, I said, if I could put everything in a cup, I got so many people traveling on interstate. Let me throw some beans in a cup, some pork, some sauce, some potato salad, and then I found out they call it a parfait, but I didn't know that at the time. So, anyway.
No,
so, if you invented the parfait, I'm sorry for intruding.
You was probably like the Hardee's commercial there. You was probably walking through with a pan of barbecue and had your beans on there, and you just tripped and fell and dropped it in there.
No, that's a Hardee's commercial, son. That's a Hardee's commercial. They try to mix barbecue with burgers. Ain't nobody commenting on that one? Y'all don't got in trouble from y'all's wives watching that commercial.
I'm a big fan of Hardee's commercials. I think it's a fantastic marketing plan.
It is a pretty good marketing plan. So that kind of comes into one of our next subjects we'll talk about. But let me go into the mobile vending business side real quick so everybody can get that, because marketing will be a one, and then we'll go into, you know, events and things like that. But the mobile catering business, if you're selling every day, this is something to keep in close focus is your cost. If you can take, like what we do, yeah, but you understand what I'm saying, Fresh. Give me this minute. If you take one product and you can make three or four items out of it, your customer feels like they are getting several different products, but they're actually one product. We actually take our pork butt and we do three or four different things from it that I can do in one day if I want to, or I can do two things. So if you can think of doing, like we do a rib sandwich, a lot of y'all probably don't know what a rib sandwich is. It's not the McDonald's rib sandwich if you're listening tonight. That's not a real rib sandwich. The guy that invented that, we met him in Lynchburg, Tennessee. Supposedly he invented the rib sandwich. But anyway, beyond the point, we actually serve, you know, we'll cook a side of ribs. We sell the whole side whole, or we'll sell it in half. Or sometimes people don't want the whole side, or they don't want the half side, or they're just on the go. So we actually do a rib sandwich, which is four bones on two pieces of white bread. So they can get the ribs that they want, but not have to pay the expensive price that they cost. So that's something to keep in mind right now. We do barbecue to where we can do, you can cook barbecue, you can serve sandwiches. We serve the Southern Spud. You can do barbecue nachos. You can do the cup of Q. There's several different things you can do with barbecue to isolate that one unit. So what does that do for me? That keeps my cost down to where I'm buying one product and isolating it as three different units. So do y'all have any take on that? Do y'all do anything like that in your vending area?
Have y'all, to the ones that are you and Gay Bear, have y'all thought about doing, like, modifying your cup of Q there and doing it and just combining all that stuff into a wrap?
No, I have not, as a matter of fact. That's a really good idea. That's a very good idea.
That's my point right there. You can make it into taco wraps. You know, some people put it in tortillas. I mean, I've heard people making, like, pork salads. That's what I'm saying. You can do anything with the pork product, anything you want to do. It's unlimited. I mean, do y'all have anything in y'all's repertoire that you use more than one way?
Repertoire. Well, we have our our pit beans that we make on our cooker, and you know, just like who doesn't buy the, you know, Vandy Camp's, you know, pork and beans with the little chunks of pork they say in there, but we actually put, you know, a fair amount of either burn-ins in our beans or pulled pork. You know, we shred it up real good and put it in there. Other than that, you know, we offer the various, you know, sizes, portion sizes as well. You know, we have a sandwich, a plate, and then, you know, a combo plate. And what we do for the person who doesn't want to buy a full slab or half slab of ribs, we offer the four bone choice as well, you know, as a plate instead of getting the whole slab. So.
Well, one of the things, like when you're vending daily, is that a lot of my strong business comes between 11 o'clock and 12:30. And the reason behind that is because they're getting out for lunch. They're wanting to get something quick. They're wanting to get something fast. And if you can keep something simple, like what we serve a bowl of water, a bag of chips, and a sandwich is what we serve out the window. You can make sandwiches. You can make ribs. I do the Southern Spud. I'll do barbecue nachos tomorrow. It's just something that's fast and easy for your customers that you can get out the window, you know, quickly for them if you have a large line that actually comes sees you every day. What about you, Tex?
Well, we don't bend every day just because of our schedules, but I agree with you as far as keeping it quick. You know, that is the one thing. You know, you don't want, with mobile vending, you don't want people to wait. We as a society, I think, we're always in a hurry, and you know, we got to be in a hurry when we're inside the window too.
Get them, dog. Get them. Squirrel went up the tree on that one, boys. I'm telling you right now. Somebody lost dinner.
That's Waylon right there.
How are we doing, Waylon?
he's very protective when somebody knocks on the door.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's kind of skip from the daily mobile catering unit. So we got smoke is rolling always. Image is key. Word of mouth. Serve only the best quality. And isolate one product into multiple. I tell you what, let's do this. What's that media outlets that everybody has for their business for people to be able to follow them? Because you have to have media outlets for people to follow you in this business. That's the main key right there. Just because you're sitting on a corner doesn't mean people are going to stop because they do not know what's going on. They might think you're doing airbrush or, you know, something like that. So what is some of the things that y'all have done, and then I'll go into things I have done, to attract media to you? Gabe, you want to start it off, and we'll just kind of go around. Shane, I think Shane's still on the line. Let me see here. Yeah, Shane's still on the line, and a couple other ones. We'll just kind of go around the table.
Yeah, you know, I've got the, you know, I'm fortunate to come from a marketing background. You know, the majority of my professional experience is in video production and in advertising. And, you know, with the traditional medias, you know, have taken a turn for the worse as far as your newspaper, radio, and television. What's really, you know, a great form of advertising now is advertising through social media, whether it be Facebook, Google Plus, or LinkedIn. You know, any one of those types social media outlets are fantastic. And the beauty of it all is it's all free. You know, and with me having a video production background, you know, we're able to, you know, produce a lot of content very cost effectively. In addition to Q2Go, we also own a website called BBQWebTV.com. And so having, you know, BBQWebTV.com along with Q2Go, and then Frank also owns SmokerBuilder.com. He builds smokers. So, you know, we're able to cross-promote through all three of our websites and all through our social media outlets and really hit the targeted demographic that we're after. And, you know, that's the beauty of social media. It's not a shotgun effect, per se, which is what you're looking for with radio, newspaper, television. This is a very targeted marketing effort. So, you know, from my perspective, you know, somebody who's been in the industry, I've sold radio, I've operated television channels, you know, going through social media, I mean, it is the way to go.
What about you, Tex?
I do think social media is a huge key. However, I don't think it, for us, it's not the foundation. Being out there, we're fortunate to have a pretty big trailer, and it's the graphics are pretty loud. So that's probably our biggest thing, you know. And we get a lot of traffic going down Interstate 44. They're getting off and, you know, getting fuel or whatever, or they're heading down to flow through rivers. You know, the current river or Jack's Fork. We do a lot of business that way, and I think word of mouth from the local people is probably the bar none biggest thing that's helped us out. But social media, you know, I'm not trying to go off, but social media does help. That's how we actually will tell people that we're selling that particular day. We also have, like, signs that we'll put out as well, but we'll announce it on Facebook or, you know, on the web, on our website as well, of when we're going to be out.
Okay. Fraz, what about you, Fraz?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on one second.
If you're listening to the show and you want to call in and be a part of it, if you want to add something, you want to ask a question to anybody that's on the show, myself, Fraz, or anybody that's on the line right now, call in at 347-202-0263. Excuse me. Now, Fraz, would you like to, you know, talk about that, the subject of
Well, I mean, we pretty much all going to hit on the same aspects. I mean, like I say, you're going to beat social media and the Facebook to death because, I mean, it is free and it gets a lot of people and everybody's got their smartphones out there, so, you know, they're getting constant updates, you know. There's another key marketing tool, just, you know, text, too. I don't know if any of y'all thought of that. I know I've got a side out from my other business. I do a lawn care business also, and, you know, it's text turf tamers, you know, to 90210. That's another great social media there, and you got a lot of different, you know, different restaurants and stores are doing that. You know, that sends them straight to a Facebook page or whatever, you know, to where they can see more about your business. You know, and all they have to remember is the keyword and the number. You know, I don't know if either one of y'all thought of that. That's something y'all look into and maybe get on that.
Did you say 90210?
Yes, I did. See that?
It's kind of catchy. I don't know why it's catchy, but you'll never hear the end of this from me. I can tell you that right now. Let me check out right here. I got another caller on the line. 1109 is on the line. Who we got there?
Yes, this is Brad with Lang Smokers down here in McCormick, South Carolina. I'm just calling in to check y'all out.
You say with Wayne Smokers?
Lang Barbecue Smokers.
Oh, Lang. Okay. Hey, Brad. Is this Brad K?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. How we doing?
Okay,
I know you.
Brad.
I know.
Hey.
Everybody tell him hello tonight.
What's up, everybody?
Not a lot going on. Just talking a little business about smoking and food and vending business. Anything you want to add? You got any questions? We're glad to have you into the roundtable.
No, I just popped in. I don't know where y'all are at right now, so I don't have any input at the moment.
We was talking about media, about having to attract to your business. Let me tell you another one that Being somebody has their computer on. If you're sitting in front of your computer and you got the volume on, it's going to cause a delay. So shut the volume off, if you will. Another thing with media outlets is that a lot of people don't think about it. Somebody's still got a computer on. I can hear you. Anybody listening that's got a computer? Anybody that's got the volume on, listening on a computer?
Probably yours.
Nope. No, it ain't mine. It might have turned it off now. They probably turned off. Anyway, another outlet for the social media outlet, you know, which is Facebook, you know, different things like that, Twitter, you know, those are big. Those are great for when you get your business established, that people can find you and they'll know where you're going to be at every day if you swap locations, what you're going to have on your menu, and, you know, different things like that, your prices, several different things like that. But, you know, one of the aspects for a new person, whether in what size town you live in, is your local newspaper. You want to go to your local newspaper, work some kind of ad out with them that they can get worked into the paper for you. You don't have to put your prices up. You don't have to put your new up. Just put, you know, where you're going to be at, your location, and what you serve and what your specialties are. And run that for a couple of weeks so people can find you that don't have the social media outlets. And then start building your social media outlets. And that's kind of like us. On our Facebook page, we have a friends page. We do not have a like page. And there's a reason behind that. There's a business reason behind that. Because if you build a like page on Facebook, that page, you can add friends. But they have to go to the like column and actually hit that column that says, I think, get notifications, get live feed. So that way they can see your wall. I have, you know, the Lewis Soul Smoking Radio Show page. You know, I post up, there's, I don't know, 100-something people within the last 2 weeks since I built the page. But hardly nobody comments on it. You know why? Because nobody sees it. Okay. Somebody listening in that has their phone on that's on the show is sitting in front of a computer or close to a computer because it's making interference on my line. So if you're watching the computer or you got your family's listening around, turn it off for me. Go into another room.
I'm going to have to disagree with you about one thing, Aaron. That's that newspaper. I mean, newspaper ads is like dinosaurs. I mean, you don't get a lot of traffic out of that.
You're right. And I agree with you, Fraz. I agree with you 100%. But I'm talking about starting out. I'm not talking like after you're established. I'm talking like starting out, like the first 2-3 weeks. Just put the money out there because there's going to – go ahead.
Even starting out, I mean, instead of going into the newspaper, because, you know, like starting out, you need to save all the money you can. It'd be almost more beneficial to make a good, you know, make up a flyer that you can pin up or hang up at different places and make something on it, you know, that's a little eye catching that draws it. Well, I mean, I know, you know, areas we're in, I mean, because I think y'all like me, y'all not from a major
right.
metropolitan area, but even if you are, you can still go to those key spots where you have a lot of folks that that congregate or stop by, you know, and hang one of those flyers up, and you'll have more people. You know, they'll see that and then start spreading the word, and they'll ask about it. You know, they'll ask their buddy. You know, hey, have you ever heard of the Lulus, or have you ever heard of Q to Go? And then they'll be like, no, that's new one on me. Well, this is what's that? Let's go try it out. You know, and I think you can save money and get just as much volume of traffic as you would off a print ad in a newspaper.
I'll go with you. I will go with you.
And I'd agree with that fact as well. I mean, you know, print media, it's a dying medium. And, you know, and I think it also obviously depends on the market that you're in. You know, I'm from a small town.
50 turkeys all one. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I think it matters the type of market you're in. I live in a small town, and you know, everybody gets the small town newspaper. There's two of them now, actually, and because they want to see, you know, the kids and the sports page and all that other stuff. See what the mayor has said about the new pavement on the road. But you know,
I tell you this too. If you want your ad to be seen, put it in the gossip page. Wherever the gossip goes, where everybody's always reading it, you know, everything's going on, put it there.
Well, and that's what I was just getting ready to say. Most of your newspaper ads, you know, just because somebody gets a newspaper and reads a newspaper, they're not necessarily going to see your ad because that ad is stagnant, and all it takes is a simple turn of the page to pass up your ad. And by the way, and also with newspaper ads, you know, you're generally mixed in with a bunch of other ads as well. So, but
it is effective for some
marketing plans. So,
Gabe,
listen to this down here. I mean, what this would sound like, you know, text the keyword Q to go to 90210. That would ring with everybody around there.
90210. I'm loving it, buddy. I'm telling you right now, I'm loving it.
I'm about ready to go call Jason Priestley and see if Dylan's ready to go hang out with.
I was thinking the same thing.
I would be calling Kelly. We're not calling not Jason Priestley.
Well, I gotta call them to get Brenda and Kelly's numbers from those guys.
I don't know. They're kind of hacks these days. So if I text 90210. We're not talking about the soap opera. But if I text 90210, what will happen, Fred?
What's what I say? I mean, you put the keyword in, turf cameras.
Okay.
90210, and it sends you a link to my social media site, you know, that way you can automatically click to it and go to it and see the information, you know, about me and our team and everything like that. Excuse me, this is to my... you know, it gets the word out there. You could throw them the yard sign different places at major intersections. People pull up. They see that. Know where you're at, know what product you got, and then I'm just
going to come
back. Let me ask you,
yeah, Brad,
I've never heard of it, so if there's people out there listening that's interesting them, somebody's got some backdraft going. But if somebody's out there listening that wants to listen to it and get a hold of that number, how can they do that?
That's a good team number to go to hit. But, you know, let them think.
Somebody's got some noise in the background. If you can mute your phone while you're working or doing something, if you will, just so that way we don't have to hear it.
That's probably Brad.
Okay. Brad's off. Brad's off the line. He just dropped off a while ago. Okay. We're better now. Just if you're not talking, just put on mute. That's what I usually do. So that way it keeps all your background noise back here behind you. So can't nobody else hear it. Brad, I don't think nobody heard what you're saying. So if they want to get this technology of the 90210 number for their barbecue restaurant, how do they do that?
I'll post a number up on y'all's website and get you the information to sales rep's number here that has, you know, it's the one he deals with is a 90210 deal. And
yeah.
Like that, you see a lot of them out there that are different numbers, but, you know, that number there is keen because it rings a good bell. I mean, everybody remembers it. I mean, of course, like that.
Yeah, I know it.
And I'm really surprised you actually remember it. I guess you probably watch it on Nick at Night or something.
All right, now, it just shows how old you are. But anyway, so that's 90210 number, Beverly Hills, 90210. Anyway, you can check it out at www.lulusbarbecue.com, or it'll be up on Lulu's Barbecue Facebook page. You can find us there. All right. Go ahead.
And I just want to thank Fraz for that tip, man. Actually, Frank, and I'm sure Frank is listening, by the way. Check that out, buddy, because
yeah,
I know you're on the web listening, so check it out.
He's chatting with me right now as we speak. So let me go into this real quick. I was going to have Brad onto the show not too long ago. You still there, Brad?
Yes, sir.
And he had an interesting story. Let's get that interesting story out about your last contest so everybody can hear about that. Because I know it was pretty interesting to me, so I'd like everybody else to know, and then we'll kind of go back into the other area field. But let's talk about that real quick.
That's an ancient Chinese secret.
I went down to Naples, Florida, about 12 hours from the house here. We did a FBA event down there, and I had I wake up at 4:20 in the morning, usually when I stay at the hotel. Gives me plenty of time to take a shower and get ready to go, and, you know, I'm usually there on site by 5 o'clock. But my wake-up call didn't work. it was 5:20 on the dot when I woke up, and I had went to IHOP the night before and got me a big Danny Kugel special.
Danny Kugel special, huh?
Yeah, whenever Danny walks in the Waffle House or whatever, he don't use the words or anything like that. He'll use his finger and he'll circle, you know, whatever part of the menu he wants. He'll circle a couple pictures and, you know, hope for the best. I mean, he just really does. He wants this, that, and that. And, you know, he gets like 5-6 plates at the Waffle House. I couldn't go to sleep when I got to the hotel. It's about 9 o'clock, and I was like, "Let me go get something really good to eat." I went to IHOP, and I got the cheese omelet and the stack of pancakes and the sausage links and the hash browns. You know, with all the grease in them.
Yeah, buddy, makes it sound good.
Yeah, buddy, and you know, of course, I ate all that, and I slept like a rock. And you know, you get up in the morning on top morning, we've been cooking hot and fast all year. And, you know, we got a little routine, you know, I mean, we get up in the morning and get a good shower and you got your game face on and you're focused on the competition. You don't have anything else to worry about. I woke up and you know, most men, I guess, you know, we all go to the bathroom before we get in the shower or whatever, and I couldn't go. So I went ahead and got in the shower, and I knew that IHOP was going to be brewing in there somewhere. We had to get about 3 or 4 miles up the interstate, and then hang another right to go west, to go east or whatever, to go to the site. Man, I tell you, that was a real scary ride because I didn't have to use the bathroom until we hit the interstate. and my butt didn't touch the seat, you know, all the way going up like 4 miles on the interstate, longest 4 miles of my life. And, you know, I had to stop at a 7-Eleven, wait on the bathroom, and all kind of actually had to use the women's bathroom. But
it's always
anyway,
wild. Yeah, that was that is.
Tired dropping.
You know, wrong gas station to stop at anyway. And, but, you know, I got my business done, and, you know, that's just a very important part of your morning ritual or whatever you want to
say it. It is.
But, you know, we didn't get on site until it was about 6:20 when we got on site there. And everybody was kind of, what in the world happened to you? And, you know, me and Fraz has got an 84 now. He did some test cooking on it, too. And, you know, we put our meat on that morning at 7 o'clock, which they got a 1 o'clock pork and 2 o'clock brisket turn in. But anyway, I'm going to have to start going back to IHOP. And, you know, I could deal without the interstate trip and all that stuff. But, you know, putting our meat on at 7 in the morning seemed to really work for us. We won grand champion at the award show there. So there's something to say about that Big Danny Kugel meal on Friday night.
The Big Danny Kugel meal done you in. How many hours did it take to cook your meat to get that grand champion that you was late for?
7, 8. Well, I can have butts done in 4.5 hours.
4.5 hours. Good Lord, have mercy.
Man, I start off at 350 degrees. You know, Danny Kugel showed me how to cook hot and fast, and he also showed me my chicken recipe, also my chicken technique. But we start off at 350 degrees on that top rack. We put 4 butts and 1 or 2 briskets there in the middle. And we burn it at 350 degrees for about 30 minutes, then knock it down to 300 for 2 hours. And then we wrap everything up in some good juices.
Man, don't tell us.
Son, that's a power cooking right there, son. That's moving along.
Yeah. I do it every week. And, you know, it's just, it don't wear you out near as much. You know, I don't drink as much as I used to either. But, you know, we love power cooking, and, you know, it goes to show there's more than one way to do everything, which, you know, I'd always seen Myron do it, you know, at every event he was at. But, you know, I thought, you know, he knew something I didn't know or there was some kind of big secret about it or whatever, but cooking hot and fast is real simple. You know, I don't know if the laying well at cast iron is, you know, more efficient for that or not, but the Langs really love hot, fast cooking. You get a good, clean blue smoke, and it's done real well for us this year. It's done real well for us, and we're going to continue doing it. We're heading out to Meat Fresh tomorrow at the National Barbecue Cup. We're looking forward to that. I've already found the IHOP and 7-Eleven on my little map quest. Yeah, it's only 2.5 miles from the hotel to the 7-Eleven, though, so... hopefully there's no traffic, all I got to say.
Well, that's a good deal. Well, we wish you all the best of luck as y'all head out. I know that's coming up this week, and I know y'all are looking to do big things down there. I know Fraz is looking to do big things. You just got a new cooker, didn't you, Fraz?
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, you just can't beat them Langs. I mean, I love the way they cooked. I mean, last Saturday was the first time I cooked on mine, after me and Brad talked about the way he did down there in Naples, you know, I went ahead and tried it and just to put the theory, you know, to see if it would work or not. And I have to say, man, I mean, it comes out great. I mean, it just has a good clean burn. I can't believe, you know, Brad sat there and gave away all his secrets to everybody without collecting a little cheese money off of it. But Brad's a good cook, does good. And, you know, a lot of it's got to do with equipment you use. I know a lot of folks, I know y'all use Traegers. And,
yeah, we're fixing to do away with Traeger. But anyway, hush, secret. That's a secret right
go.
Now. We'll fix it.
We use a custom built smoker built by the smoker builder himself, Frank Cox. Frank builds a really good smoker. It's a cabinet cooker, and it's a pellet smoker, but it's it does
Uh-oh.
A great job.
Oh, pellet smoker! I heard that. What about you, Engine 51? What do you use?
As far as mobile vending?
Yeah, as far as mobile vending.
We have a Old Hickory on the back
door. I thought that's what you had, Old Hickory. Hey, Shane, you still on with Two Sauce to Pork? You there, Shane?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you,
you there?
What do you cook on? Can you tell everybody what you cook on?
Well, we don't do any vending or catering right now, but in
competition
we've got
cooker?
A... We use a Stumps 223 gravity-fed cabinet smoker.
Okay. Let's see. Is there anybody out there I've missed right now? Anybody out there I've missed that's on right now? I know it's a 0013. Did you ever come in? I don't guess they've never pushed into the audience. Well, let's get into a couple of other things. We're running down time about 30 minutes. Let's go into the event mode to where, you know, you're cooking at events. Tell us kind of how your event is kind of set up, and then I'll finish off with what I do. Gabe, I know you're new. I know y'all haven't done any events other than, you know, you're cooking daily. But what about you, Engine 51?
We do, we'll do different carnivals, you know, around town. One of the biggest ones we do is a the Frisco Barbecue Challenge, Frisco, Colorado. There's probably, I'm guessing, 40 to 50,000 people that show up there. And it's a contest, but then the whole street's just lined with barbecue vendors as well.
Is there any techniques that you do that could help the person out there that's listening right now that's getting into it, or maybe they're doing events or something that might help them out? Is there anything that you're doing right now that you think could be a help to the people that are listening?
Just the stuff that, you know, you had touched base on, even on the 1 day, 2 day events that you're going to, consistency is going to be huge, because people are going to talk. They're going to be going up and down the line. The biggest thing that I would have, something unique, have something that's easy to carry around, that people can notice it and go, hey, where did you get that? So that would be the couple things that I would recommend somebody doing that's going to start out.
All right. Troy, have you done any events?
Talking about as far as like fairs, we have a little thing here. The host of Christmas Pass, it's a pretty good draw. You know, it don't draw nowhere near the 40 to 50,000 there, but, you know, there's normally, I don't know, 8 to 12,000 folks, you know, come through, and we'll set up on different occasions and do our barbecue, and then we like doing cooking pork skins on site, you know. That's kind of our big thing for it. We don't even really do a lot of the barbecue. We more concentrate on it, but, you know, like you say, back to the product, easy to carry around, something that people, you know, eye-catching, you know, colorful things catch people's eyes. One of the biggest things, you know, is have a bunch of balloons there with your name on it, because every kid that comes by wants a balloon with a ribbon tied around their arm. So what's better than that, having kids running around with those balloons, you know, tied, and people looking at it bouncing around and hitting them in the head right at eye level. So, you know, they definitely see where it come from. That's a good thing to keep out there at events like that. Just help draw attention to yourself and your product.
Let's go. I'll kind of describe a situation we ran into. When we first started vending, we was at We had an event we went to, and then they had a barbecue contest. We went to this event. We roll up on site, son. We're cooking. I'm talking the smokers are rolling. Been cooking since we left town. People were shocked when we pull up. If, you know, if Danny Freeman's listening to this, he dies laughing every time he tells a story. Every time I'm around him, he tells a story, which I love it because it's hilarious. Let me get Roy back in. He come off there.
Yeah,
Roy, you back
hard.
On?
Yeah, I'm back on. I hate these little hills through between Clarksville and Nashville. So.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're at this event. We're cooking. We pull up on site. We're cooking. We got everything ready to go. We're vending first, and then there's a competition. It's the first competition we ever did, first vending event, first everything. We pull up there, got the tent set up. We done got the whole kitchen set up in the tent. It's 100 degrees. It's got sides on it. We're burning up. Anyway, we're there. Set the area up. We got pitchers set up. We got different things set up on our table, sauce that we're selling. We got all that stuff. Just kind of make the scene look a little nice. You've got several different people. I think there was like 10 or 12 other teams cooking, and then there was other people vending. We get down there, the place is flooded with people, but we're not selling anything, not selling nothing. All I'm saying is, oh, my God, we're about to lose everything, about to lose all our money. Nobody's about to buy us meat. Everybody's buying food. So me and my brother look at each other, and it's like, it's time to get loud. We take a side of ribs. He takes a side of ribs. He just starts walking out through the people yelling and holding up these sides of ribs. Before our food was good, it looked pretty. I can also say it was decent, but it looked amazing. It looked amazing, but it was decent. Today, it tastes amazing and looks amazing. But at that point in time, that's the only thing we had to go off of was looks. So I'm putting one out there on display, and he's walking around with his loud mouth yelling. Anyway, come to find out, we sell out the rest of the day. We have fun, and they give an award out for the Spirit Award is what they call it, which is a I don't know what word I'm looking for. Anyway, we get that award for being the most fun team there. So I can actually say have fun while you're at events. I know you're working, but acquire people while you're working there. We have a deck on the back of our truck, so we get to come out the back. We lean out the windows. We talk to people. We're yelling at people. We're causing a scene. You want to have attention draw to you while you're at events. The second thing at events, you want to be loud. You want people to see you. But the second thing is you want to be fast. Minus your menu. When you go to these carnivals or fairs or events, you go to these places and eat. Just as a bystander, you go to these places and eat, and they have like 50,000 things on the menu. And all these different things, you know it's taking forever. They got a list that's 2 foot long. I mean, it's just crazy. If you want to make money while you're at events in a mobile catering business, you serve a decent price. Don't skyrocket your price because everybody else is selling stuff for $13, or selling a hot dog and a soda for $13. It don't mean you have to sell it for that. Sell it for $8 or $9, whatever you feel comfortable for, that you're making a good margin of profit. Then,
hey, dude, yo, on that right there, I mean, I always say, dude, you know, do the round numbers. It'd be 5, 10 that you don't have to spend time.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. Have it on those bill denominations where they can hand you a 10, hand you a 20, you know, and they're out the door gone away eating and enjoying it. Get them out there quicker to start talking about how good it is.
And then the other thing is, cut down your menu. When we go to events or fairs and things, we serve usually two things on the menu. We serve barbecue sandwiches and we serve ribs. Two, we serve barbecue nachos or the Southern Spud. It just depends what kind of event it is. But the thing you want to remember is there are people only there for a certain time. Say if it's a 5-hour event and you're there. You got a decent price. You're loud. People seeing you. You know, they know you're there. But the faster you can serve food out the window, the more money you're going to make because your line's going to be full no matter what if you got the highest price or the cheapest price because it's going to be probably 10 or 15 other vendors there. But if you can outserve the rest of the people, that's where you're going to make more money. So keep that in mind. You want a decent price. You want your menu to be just an average menu. You don't want to go outside the box, and you want to push it to where you can serve as many people as you want. When me and my brother are at contests and we do events together, we have somebody run the window taking money. He's chopping meat, I'm making sandwiches, and it's all getting served out the window. We can serve about 30 sandwiches out the window in less than about 3 minutes. That's people served. So keep that in mind. It's not always about how price you are or how much stuff you have on the menu. It's about, it goes back to serving only the best quality of food, and then everything else comes into play while you're at events. Anybody else have any suggestions on that or wants to talk about that?
I want to see you video the 30 sandwiches in 3 minutes.
I can do them faster than that. We can do them faster than that. That's
something that I, you know, again, we've only been in business for, you know, 3 days or so, but, you know, that's something I've learned is, you know, the only way to make money in the mobile, you know, food business or even or at these events, I'm sure, is through volume. I mean, you have to be able to push out as much volume, you know, through that window as possible. But at the same time, you know, you have to have a good price point, and of course, the quality of your product has to be up there as well.
What about you, Tex? I know you called me a while ago, but you got anything about that? Maybe you might want to critique what I said, or, you know, I feel wholeheartedly about that because all the information I give out tonight is things that I do every day, and that the things that I do when I'm at events and different places like that, how I serve every day, and, you know, that's the information I'm giving to you. Maybe you feel different. If you want to call in at 347-202-0263 and talk, we got about 25 minutes left. We'll get you in the show, and you can ask some questions, or you can give your point of view. What'd you say, Tex?
You know, a lot of stuff that you've said tonight, I mean, I can relate to the different events, being loud. Loud sells, that's for sure, you know, and I'll get out there, and I can make a fool of myself pretty easy, and I don't need to try too hard, so that usually works out well for me in the business.
Yeah, it does.
About,
it puts a spotlight on yourself.
Board wise?
Oh, Lord. They won't let me run for school board.
That's a little inside joke.
I figured it was. Now, is there anything new that you're doing right now, Tex, that you want to share with us tonight, that you might have something new going on? Is there any contests coming up in the near future next year? Maybe two trailers, maybe a restaurant, maybe different things, maybe retiring. I mean, is there anything that's going on? Give people a little bit of idea how they can get in touch with you, how they can reach you. So that way while they're talking, you're talking, they can look you up on Facebook or your website and kind of get in touch with who they're talking to.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate that. You can look us up on Facebook, Engine 51 Smokers. I think it's on there is Engine 51 Smokers Barbecue and Catering. Our website also is e51bbq.com. We try to keep those up to date. Sometimes the website gets to the wayside, and I need help with that. You know, as far as website design, that's kind of one of the questions that I was wanting to bring up is.
Okay, go ahead. Bring up that question. Let's talk about that if you want to.
You know,
we'll go back to that. We still got time.
I've done Jenny and I both built the website, but we kind of built it from, I think it was Yahoo. The website is looking for some help, and I don't really know which way to go. I mean, y'all that do have websites out there, are you building them yourself? Are you forking out the money to have somebody else do it for you? What's the general consensus?
Well, I can tell you from my point of view that I have built mine, but I think Gabe is really the person that you want to talk to about this subject, so I'm going to let Gabe talk to you about this subject.
Yeah, I mean, Tex, I was just going to weigh in. I mean, you know, most of your websites, I mean, you want to go with something like WordPress. I don't know if you're using WordPress right now, but that's the simplest, you know, HTML format website I think that, you know, users can use. It's easy to manage yourself. You're able to, you know, post to a blog. You can incorporate, you know, video and pictures.
WordPress by far. I mean, you can get a WordPress theme. You know, some of you can even download for free. Others you may have to pay as much as $15 or $20 for. Your website goes in with SEO, which is search engine optimization, which is basically, you know, Google placement essentially. So the more fresh content you can post to your website, you know, whether it be engine, you know, 51 is out there, you know, cooking for Walmart today. You know, that's going to help your, you know, when somebody types, you know, catering business or, barbecue, Rolla, Missouri, St. James, Missouri, you know, you'll more than likely, you know, come up in a higher rank simply because you just posted on your website some fresh content. You know, you just, you know, you put something on your blog or something.
Okay.
So I highly recommend WordPress. You know, we've got 5 or 6 different websites ourselves. You can always hire people to do that for you as well. Beacon Web TV actually could do that for you if you'd like. But yeah.
Beacon Web TV. Look them up at beaconwebtv.com.
Yeah, beaconwebtv.com. I highly recommend WordPress.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Let me talk about one more thing. I'm glad you did bring it up, Tex, because that's one thing I had missed in my notes. I did build our own website. It's simple. It really is. It's simple. Not the encryption. I got a guy that I'm fixing to pay to. He's fixing to encrypt the whole website. So that's different. But let me say this. When we put up our Pitmaster video earlier in the year, I went back and you could look at the analytics on YouTube. And 95% of everybody that watched this video, this is key right here. This is something that a lot of people don't know, and I don't know if I really should share it, but I'm going to share it anyway. 95% of the people that watched the video was on a cell phone. So if you build a website, make it user-friendly for your cell phone. That's like our website. Anything that's on our website, it's user-friendly from the phone, from an iPhone, we get a Galaxy Note phone, but it's user-friendly from the phone, and it's not apt to be user-friendly from the phone. I built it that way because I want it that way so people could use it from the phone, because 95% of the people don't have computers. They just run everything off their phone. So that's something to keep in mind right there, because sometimes when you app your website to be able to be phone-friendly, it's really not as phone-friendly. And the KCBS website's kind of my example of that. If you go to the KCBS website from a phone, it's actually different than what it is on the computer, and it's a little bit different to work. So that was the backbone when I built this website, was to make it phone-friendly so everybody could use it. So keep that in mind if you are building a website, or if you want to get a website in the future, make it to where it's phone-friendly so everybody can look and see what's going on from just your phone. And the way the phone's set up, the tablet's set up the same way. So that's something to keep in mind. What's your thoughts on that, Fraz? You can't be pretty quiet tonight.
Well, and I'm sitting here getting information about that 90210 deal, to where I can get it out there to you. I can send you the link on it now. You know, because that way we can build this 90210 and turn this 90210 into the barbecue, you know, vending truck. Get everybody out there.
You send that to my phone, or you send it to Facebook? How you sending that?
Probably send it. Which way will you be able to get it right now? Facebook?
Either way, I can get it anywhere, and I'll post it up on the chat room where whoever's listening out, they can actually check it and they can see it. So we'll do that, and then I'll get it up on Lulu's Barbecue. You can check them out at www.lulusbarbecue.com. We'll get that, and then we'll go back down to Texas where he left off. You got that up yet?
I'm getting there, man.
Okay. We'll go to Tex, we'll go back to where you was and let you finish up, because we're kind of wearing down, so I want to get some information out there about you, and so everybody can find out, you know, what town you're at, if they're passing through, which I was passing through this past weekend, and I didn't even think about hollering at you until after we done passed through. So is there other ways they can contact you if they're in the area, or people listening in your area right now? I mean, there's people listening all over the United States right now, but how can they reach you if they come into St. James?
The best way to reach us is we're right at the Delano station, which is on the south side of Interstate 44 on Highway 68, directly across from the Missouri Veterans Home. We have a little shack there, and we pull our trailer up when the trailer's there. We're selling. As far as getting in touch with us for everything else, we always are selling meat by the pound. We're getting calls constantly, people wanting to buy meat. You know, if they have a little function at their house, they're just wanting meat by the pound, they'll give us a holler up. We always have some. A lot of times we have it frozen. All they got to do is thaw it out.
Do you ship across the United States, or are you just kind of more local?
We will. We haven't, but we do ship. We ship our rubs. We market two different rubs. We got them in some of the local grocery stores around. And then I think there's a place out in Washington, Missouri. We're trying to get it into St. Louis County. The two rubs that we have are the Bronc Bust and Barbecue Rub and our Rooster Rub. Rooster Rub is probably the most versatile and the most used. We market it for chicken, but it can be used on anything. Jenny likes to put it on her popcorn, put it on grilled vegetables. We just catered a wedding this past weekend, and one of the guys came up with a bowl and just started shaking it into a bowl. And he's like, "My daughter loves your rub." So yeah,
Can they find it on the website anywhere? Working on one. You have one. Give that to them so that way they can find that. So that way if they're listening out there and want to buy it tonight, they can get on there and contact you.
Awesome. It's e51bbq.com. And we do sell it on there. We do have a merchandise tab on there. I think we're getting really low on our shirts, but that's probably our biggest seller, especially like at events. Our little catchphrase is "Keep back 50 feet, hot meat" on the back of our
trailer. Yeah, I read that on the trailer.
Go
ahead.
Best way. Sound like the squirrel dog's over here now. The best way to get a hold of us is our business number. That's 573-578-3825. On Facebook, Engine 51 Barbecue and Catering. And then just the website.
Okay. What about you, Gabe? What's some information they can get in touch with you at? I know y'all got several different sites. Maybe they might need to get in touch with Frank or maybe Beacon TV or different things. Whatever y'all got going on, throw it out there and let people get in touch with you.
Yeah, our website, the best way, you know, to check us out, you know, we're always posting on Facebook, of course, Q2Go, that's Q-U-E, the number 2Go, .com. We communicate to the public, you know, through our Facebook page, let them know where we're going to be at vending-wise. Currently, we're set up right on the corner of Highway 63 and Kings Highway, across from the Kroger there on in Rolla, Missouri. We may be moving around a little bit, maybe headed up to St. Robert, Missouri here pretty soon, serve those troops up there at Fort Leonard Wood. We've got Q2Go.com, Q-U-E, the number 2Go.com, our website there. We've got a blog, and our menu is posted up there. And then, of course, you know, we've got BarbecueWebTV.com, bbqwebtv.com. Lots of video there from you know, various barbecue competitions, the American Royal, the Jack. I was actually in Bell, Missouri last Saturday, shot the Kingsford $50,000 challenge. Eight teams competing for $50,000. It was quite a unique competition. And then, of course, you know, check out our other website, smokerbuilder.com, and then beaconwebtv.com. So if you're making a list of all these things, you're probably run out of paper by now, but we got several different avenues. You know, just check us out on Facebook. We're usually pretty good about, Frank is pretty good about posting pictures and, you know, writing comments on our Facebook page. But those are the best ways to get a hold of us.
Okay. What about you, Roy? You still online, Roy?
Yeah, I'm here.
What about you, Roy? Can you tell us a little bit about how people can get in touch with you, or if you got anything to sell or any information about you that people might be able to find out something about you?
It only thing I really got is, you know, on Facebook, I do have a team page, Assault from the Sky Barbecue, or my personal page, you know, under Roy Powell. But it's, you know, hopefully maybe one of these days, you know, I can get an actual website, you know, made and built and start, you know, I've got some ideas coming, you know, but it's going to be, you know, a few years down the road for me to actually, you know, put them in place and stuff. You know, I'm leaving here in Fort Campbell, you know, and in December, and I'm going to Fort Carson, Colorado. I got to be up there in January, but, you know, I'd love to start, you know, get me a trailer, you know, and start, you know, maybe doing a couple things, you know, a month, start, you know, vending around there if I could. But I just got to wait and see how everything goes once I get there. But that's basically about it for me.
Okay. What about caller 00135127870013? Have you ever on the line? I know you're there, but I don't think you're going to talk. All right, we'll go to Fraz. Yeah. Fraz, okay, you there? 00013?
This caller 0013.
Who do we have tonight?
Caller 0013.
And who do we have?
It's Robert calling from Central Tech.
That's what I thought it was. I thought that was your number. How are we doing tonight, Pitmaster Sierra?
We're doing great, Cody. How y'all doing, man? I was pretty busy earlier. I was listening to the show, but I had my hands tied every time you cue me in or, you know, you asked for me.
I was at
a distance. I can get to my phone, but... Yeah, I was just listening to your great show today. You know, interested about that, all your mobile vending trailers and getting started and stuff like that, just kicking back.
Yeah, I don't even think we've covered half of it tonight. I mean, there's such a huge more topic that we could just keep going on and on and on. But I'll tell you what, Pitmaster Robert Sierra, tell people how they can get a hold of you. Pitmaster Robert Sierra was on the show just a couple of weeks ago. You can look him up on Facebook and tell them how else they can find you. Pitmaster Sierra.
Yeah, y'all can find us on Facebook at sspitcrew.com. Pretty much that's about it right now. Pretty soon we're getting ready to do our new website. It'll be sspitcrew.com. And hopefully in another week or two we'll be ready with that, now that we're taking it easy. But yeah, other than that, just message us on Facebook, get a hold of us, call my number, it's on the website.
All right, my brother. Appreciate you coming on tonight and listening to us. What about you, Roy Fraz? Thank you. Let me see. We got Brad K back on. Oh, he's dropped out again. What about you, Fraz? How can people get in touch with you and follow you?
Well, they can keep up with us on our Facebook page. I mean, you can check out Choking on the Smoke on Facebook. You'll see me posting that on the barbecue forums there on the Comic Barbecue on Facebook and the TBA and several different sites. Of course, you just look for my name, Fraz. I got my whole name up there, but I like to go by Fraz. But Facebook's probably the easiest way to get a hotel. You can check our page out and see pictures of our comps and the people we're around and things we do at them. And you know, you might be able to pick a few chicken techniques off our pictures and photos.
Yeah, Fraz was with us when we went to the Jack Daniels World Championships, and he's got a pretty keen eye with the camera. He got inside the gates and was taking pictures of all the boxes. So you might want to check out his page, Choking in the Smoke. Got some nice pictures on there, some boxes. So go ahead, Troy. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
That's cool, man. I know how you are. You're all spastic and everything. I mean, you're like a kid in a candy.
I can't help it. That's just the way I am.
Hey, did you get my link there about the IZIG and the 90210 number? I mean, I know it.
Yes, I did, and I got it put up. And Russell Gully with www.thesouthernexpressband.com. I don't know. There's something about music band of Choking in the Smoke. Ha ha. Anyway, that was on my message board, so I thought I'd throw it out there. Brad how we doing? I know you're back on, right?
Yes, sir.
I want you to tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, if you got any products you're selling, and, you know, kind of give them a deviate, tell them how they can get in touch with you to buy anything or see what actually got.
Yeah, you can check out our website at pigroast.com if you want to look at any of the Lang Smokers. We got a nice website. Yeah, there's a lot of info on there. There's a lot of videos. You know, I always want to shout out Daryl through the barbecuesuperstars.com. I mean, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in today if it wasn't for Daryl. We all owe a big debt of gratitude to Daryl. He's worked hard on this website, barbecuesuperstars.com.
That's exactly.
We've got a lot of videos on there, a lot of prep videos, a lot of boxes, you know, just a lot of good times, me and Daryl on the bus riding down the road. You know, we love Daryl.
So hell yeah, it goes out to Big D.
Big D!
Like I say, pigroast.com, you know, you can look at any Lang smoker you want. There's full dimensions on there. You know, if you can't get Ben Lang on the phone, shoot him an email. He is a very busy man. He likes to take care of every customer that he has. You know, he really goes out of his way to service all his customers. But me and Fraz rode down there the other day and picked up Fraz's grill, and we picked up my new 48 Hybrid, which I'll be cooking on this weekend.
Oh, he made that decision.
I'm bringing the 48, and I'm bringing the 36 and 48. We're going to have a good time. And I mean, we did horrible there last year. You know, so I'm going to even inject my pork. I never inject pork. I'm going to inject pork this weekend. So
Don't do that.
Man,
we've never injected pork into the last two contests, and it's come out totally different and took us from top 10 to back in 15th range. But anyway, that's my advice on that. I know. You gotta do your own ball game just like we do to figure it out, and I understand that. But that's my advice on that.
You also cook with a pellet smoker, too.
Oh, man. Anyway, show's done. It's over. Anyway, no, I like a pellet smoker.
What's wrong with a pellet smoker? Do they make them little chrome knobs to go on those things? Where are you going to dial?
Son, you can make it look like a Peterbilt if you want to. Pimp out, son. But anyway,
I tell you, those pellet cookers, man, they really.
But anyway, we got one of our cookers, which is called the Sinister, from one of our sponsors, which is Nello's Custom Pit. It is a charcoal cooker. There you go, charcoal cooker. It's going to the comps with us next year. It's powered by Wi-Fi DigiQ. So we're going to be running that. We're going to cook in everything but the pork. Cook the pork on the pellet. We like the pork on the pellet. So we're going to stay with that. But everything else is going to be cooked on the Sinister. So that's by Nolan's Custom Pits. You can check out all the sponsors and everybody at www.lulusbarbecue.com. Barbecue Superstars, which Brad was talking about a while ago, is a huge contributor of Lulu's Barbecue and several teams and all kinds of information from all over the United States. Barbecue Superstars, Daryl Mass, is always at every event. I'm pretty sure he's going to be at the events this weekend down there where Fraz is going to be, where Brad's going to be. And I'm pretty sure he's going to run a live feed for live results. You want to check that out. He'll have all kinds of news feed from the events up that you can watch videos, all kinds of different things from that. I'd like to thank CompBarbecue.com. They're one of our sponsors. Operation Barbecue Relief, they're up there with Hurricane Sandy, still working in that situation. If you know them, give them a shout-out. Every kind word is a great thing. If you can't donate money, lift somebody up. BubbaBlades.com, Bandola Spice Company. Then you got Noah's Custom Smokers. Then you got Cadillac Cookers, Rotisserie Barrel Smokers. I will be cooking all my turkeys on the Cadillac Cookers Rotisserie Barrel Smokers for this Thanksgiving, and Yoco Extra Extra Large Charcoal Baskets. If you need a bigger basket for your Lang cooker, for your stumps, whatever it might be, look up Yoco Extra Extra Large Charcoal Baskets. Find them at www.lewisbarbecue.com. Don't forget about BBQ Web TV. You can find all the videos from the American Rule, the Jack Daniels, things changing daily. You even see Lulu's Barbecue on there here pretty soon. And don't forget about SmokerBuilder.com. They got everything you want. You can buy plans to build a smoker. If you decide you want to build a smoker of your own, then you can buy the plans that they have. There's some videos on there that you can watch. You might want to buy those. I'd like to thank everybody here tonight, especially my co-host, Fraz. Would you like to say something, Fraz?
It's a big old hell yeah for Big D Man Darryl Mass.
And if we can get just a big old hell yeah from everybody, let's just throw it out there. Can I get a 1, 2, 3?
Hell yeah.
Appreciate everybody being on tonight. Peace out.
Thanks.
From Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show. If anybody's got what? Oh, you're
I was
done.
Gonna say.
Y'all wash your hands before and after you play with your meat.